the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the main news bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. Brian Mondovile urges PF members to join Bill 7 protest. National Land Coalition calls for inquiry into Njoli land dispute. And in international news, daughter of South Africa's ex-president accuses sister of Russia recruitment plot.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. PF presidential aspirant Brian Mondovile has urged party members nationwide to join their Oasis Forum in its planned peaceful protest against Bill 7 this Friday. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Mondovile said the PF fully supports the Oasis Forum's position, stressing that the proposed bill does not serve the interests of the Zambian people. He has warned that PF members of parliament will be actively decampaigned if they choose to support the bill. Mr. Mondovile has also urged any MPs who may have allegedly received money in exchange for supporting the bill to return it to the UPND.
We undertake to join hands with all well-meaning Zambians, including the church, and in this case, the Oasis Forum. Even as they call for peaceful demonstrations on Friday, we want to join them. We'll be in the battlefront to demonstrate to the Zambian people that we stand with them. We stand with the poor Zambians, the many suffering Zambians. We stand with them and ensure that that particular bill does not go through.
And Shuangandu Member of Parliament Stephen Kampiongo has questioned the government's priorities, asking why funds have been mobilized for the constitution amendment process while many farmers remain unpaid for maize supplied to the Food Reserve Agency.
If the UPND have now forgotten about people's challenges in terms of priorities, we have to remind them that right now as we speak, most of the majority farmers who supplied maize to FRIA are still not paid. This is December. We are going through December. So if we are not caring about the people and they want to care about themselves, because those amendments are just political. It's just about the consolidating authority and self-preservation for politicians. There's nothing much for the people.
Meanwhile, cabinet ministers who are members of the Roman Catholic Church have condemned the planned protest by the church against the ongoing constitutional amendment process. Speaking during a joint press briefing on behalf of five other ministers, Defence Minister Ambrose Lufuma says the widely publicised plans by some sections of the Roman Catholic Church through the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia and the Council of Churches in Zambia to stage protests are not made in good faith.
Church must remain a beacon of hope and dialogue, not a source of division. We as members of the Roman Catholic Church currently serving in the government have consistently been part of the engagement between the government, the church and leaders of other religious faiths, some of whom are playing an active role in the ongoing constitutional review process on matters of national interest. These engagements, fellow citizens, have been constructive and they have demonstrated that dialogue remains the most effective path to resolving differences. It is our considered view that the church should desist from polarizing acts and instead embrace dialogue as the cornerstone of its contribution to national development.
A consortium of eight civil society organizations has announced plans to apply for a police permit to conduct a solidarity march to State House in support of the constitutional amendments process. Speaking during a press briefing, consortium acting chairperson Solomon Ngoma has expressed concern that some organizations that did not participate in making submissions to the amendments process are now the ones opposing it. Mr. Ngoma has noted with concern that bodies such as the Law Association of Zambia and NGOCC, which were among those that met President Hakainde Hichilema to request a deferment of the bill and the establishment of a technical committee are now petitioning the government despite their demands having been met.
Our consortium stands on equal footing with all other registered organizations and those who support the process and those who oppose it. In the civil society, there is no bigger brother or small brother. We are all equal. No organization or state group is more important or more legitimate than the other group. Our consortium also stands ready together for our members countrywide to also apply for a police permit to march to State House in support of the constitution amendment process.
Meanwhile, Mr. Ngoma has announced that the consortium has officially applied to the Constitutional Court to be joined to the case in which the Oasis Forum is petitioning the state over the constitutional amendment.
We have today applied to be joined as an interested party in the petition filed by the Oasis Forum. Our application was formally submitted this morning at the Constitutional Court. We trust that the court will allow us to present our perspective so that it can make a balanced and well-informed decision, reflecting the full breadth of contributions made by the people of Zambia.
Members of the consortium include the Measures of Justice and Democracy Foundation, Zambia Civil Liberties Union, GEARS Initiative, IPAC, Civil Society, Elections Integrity Forum, Zambia, Community Action Against Political Violence, among others. The National Land Coalition has called for an independent inquiry into the historical acquisition, titling, and current status of land in Jole area of the Chongwe district. Coalition Executive Director Patrick Musole has raised a concern over the ongoing land dispute between the local community under the Busoli Royal Establishment and the Zambia Army. Mr. Musole has also expressed concern over the alleged issuance of title deeds on customary land without the consent of the chief or community consultation, as well as reports of senior officials linked to the Zambia Army developing personal properties on the disputed land. He has since called for a moratorium on evictions and demolition of structures until all legal and community processes are fully exhausted.
In view of the above concerns, the NLC is calling for 1. An independent inquiry into the historical acquisition and titling and current status of the land in Jole. A moratorium on evictions or demolition of structures until legal and community processes are exhausted. The community leaders to stop allocating land to new land seekers in the area. The community to halt new development on the contested land until the conflict is resolved. Expediting and strengthening of the framework for customary and statutory harmonization as envisioned in the Zambia's National Land Policy.
The Southern African Development Community says it is sending a team to Zambia to investigate concerns about threats to democracy and the 2026 general elections. This follows a complaint by Patriotic Front Chairperson for Information and Publicity, Emmanuel Mwamba, alleging that President Hakainde Hichilema's government is manipulating state institutions and passing laws that restrict freedom of expression. The SADC Electoral Advisory Council will review the situation, focusing on issues like political interference, shrinking civic space, and actions that may threaten free and fair elections. Mr. Mwamba's complaint highlights concerns about alleged manipulation of the judiciary and state institutions, laws that may limit freedom of expression, and concerns about the Electoral Commission of Zambia's autonomy. And SADC Senior Secretary Directorate of the Organ on Politics, Defense and Security Affairs, Onalena Mphase, says the concerns that Mr. Mwamba has raised fall within the mandate of the SADC Electoral Advisory Council, which incidentally is preparing to travel to Zambia to carry out a post-election review mission.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Millers Association of Zambia has called for strengthened support to farmers ahead of the 2025-2026 farming season. MAZ President Andrew Chintara says increased backing for producers is essential to boost national food security and ensure a stable crop supply in the coming year. Mr. Chinkala has emphasized that